This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
PrEP is one prevention tool that stops HIV, and when discussing its use, many raise the point that it doesn't prevent the spread of other STIs like condoms do. We spoke to people taking PrEP about why they do and what concerns come out of this usage.
Why did you start taking PrEP?
I take PrEP because I care about my sexual health and the sexual health of my partners.
I also have a latex allergy, so often latex-free condoms aren't available, and having sex with latex condoms is quite uncomfortable. So the fact that I don't have to worry about, you know, if I do have sex without a condom, the risk of HIV.
I take PrEP because I want my sex life to be fun, spontaneous, and worry-free.
I started taking PrEP because I think it's one of the most powerful methods of HIV prevention. And given my lifestyle and what I was doing, it was a really important resource. That's why I wanted to get on it and actually be safe in my lifestyle and be safe in what I wanted to do and what I was going to do. And it was available.
I take PrEP because I want to be part of the generation that ends HIV transmission.
I started using PrEP so that I could engage with all members of the gay community sexually and not need to worry about the fear of contracting HIV. I've also taken it to be part of the movement to end HIV for good.
And I take PrEP because I think everyone should have the tools needed to have a safe, fun and fulfilling sex life.
PrEP has been a game changer in how Australians have tackled their sexual health. And if it is listed on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, it'll slash the price of the drug and increase its accessibility for tens of thousands of Australians. We spoke to Professor Martin Holt, who conducts HIV prevention research with gay and bisexual men for the Centre for Social Research at the University of New South Wales, and asked about how much PrEP has changed how we approach our sexual health.
There's a once-in-a-generation shift in the way that gay men do safe sex. And when I say safe sex, I don't just mean condoms. I mean the range of things men do with their partners to try and prevent HIV transmission. PrEP is obviously the biggest change there, but what's interesting is I think it's had a knock-on effect where other men, the men who don't use PrEP but who are HIV negative, are now less likely to consistently use condoms with their partners, and that's probably because some of their partners are on PrEP, for example. But also I think the assumption that if you don't know a partner very well that you will always use condoms is rapidly changing, because there are different options. Now, for me as a sort of a social and behavioural researcher, that's absolutely fascinating, because I think it both shows the opportunity generated by PrEP and treatment as prevention and other options, but it also shows that things are quite destabilised at the moment, and I reckon that means it can be quite confusing for people if they're negotiating casual sex, particularly if they were someone who was used to, say, for example, primarily having sex without condoms with their regular partner, their husband, boyfriend, whatever, and then primarily using condoms with casual partners. That has PrEP and treatment as prevention have really shifted that. So there's lots of guys now who are much more willing to have sex without condoms, either because they themselves are using biomedical prevention or because their partners are. The thing that I'm really trying to keep an eye on is that we don't want that to translate into people going, oh, I really don't need to use condoms at all. Particularly, you know, if you're in a situation where you don't know your partner's status and you don't know whether they're using PrEP or treatment, use a condom. If you're worried about STIs, use a condom. But, we need to kind of see this settle down so men are actually confirming that either they or their partners are using something safe that protects them. And I think at the moment it's quite unsettled. So what I'm really interested in, particularly in Melbourne, where we're doing it now, and which has been at the vanguard of PrEP uptake, is what the overall effect is on the range of practices that gay men use. So it's both very exciting. There's a little bit of concern. I'm trying not to be one of the people who's saying, oh, this is all very disturbing. It's not. We're really hoping that this will have a really positive effect in curtailing HIV infections, and we want PrEP to be more available, I certainly do, to people who would benefit from it. But I think we can't avoid the fact that it's had a really significant change on the way that gay men negotiate sex with each other, and we have to understand and support that, because I think for some people it will be a bit confronting.
So, are you hopeful PrEP will be confirmed on the PBS this week?
Yeah, I think that would be obviously a huge benefit to the community. It'll be available to people that were unable to get on the trials, for example, and aren't financially able to currently spend, the $100 a month or whatever it is to get PrEP from overseas.
Because I know a lot of people who straight up just don't have the money to import it themselves. And it is getting cheaper to do so, but a lot of people still just don't have that money.
Look, I really think that it needs to get onto the PBS. I'm personally an advocate for getting it onto the PBS, and it needs to happen. It needs to happen to end HIV for good.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.